Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
All right, Professor Simon Holdaway is our guest this morning on Ready, Steady, Learn. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You're part of the Raising the Bar sort of concept, which is happening this time next week, Tuesday, August 28th, and it's a whole group of you. You interesting, smart fellows and fellowettes from the university doing discussions at various bars around the town. There's Lasers, Milk and Sperm with Katha Simpson at the Mezzi Bar at 6:30 p.m. Nicholas Rose doing Dancing on a Wire, Stories from the Field, Creative Arts sort of discussion at Snickle Lane at 8 p.m. The Little Easies at 8 p.m. is going to have Kirsten Zemke, who's on our show every Friday morning doing the Travelling Tunes. She's going to be talking about booty, beats and Beyonce, race and queerness and bounce music. Okay, go doctor. The soundtrack of the gods, music and esports grandeur is Ivan Muraviev's creative arts discussion at the Oak Room at 8 p.m. Eva Harkinson is saving the planet 400 kilometres an hour. Her engineering discussion at the Birdcage at 8 p.m. But your show's sold out, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. What's your show going to be about?
Well,
for those lucky people that are going to be at Sale Street.
Ben Davies and I are archaeologists, so we both work at the university. I run social sciences, but they let me out occasionally to look at archaeology from all around the world. So Ben and I guess, have been...
Non-stop interesting.
Yeah.
It's non-stop interesting, archaeology, isn't it?
It's pretty cool. So Ben and I have been working on archaeological collections from all around the world, but a lot on collections from Western New South Wales out in the desert. And we're really interested in how hunter-gatherers moved around this fantastic world that they lived in.
Yeah. And what sort of, how far back do you go?
In that area, probably about up to about 6,000 years ago. But most of the material we're looking at is about 2,000 to 4,000 years max, right?
Right.
So relatively recent.
Now, the particular thing about these Raising the Bar shows that you guys are doing, or discussions you guys are doing, you're not allowed PowerPoints, no big screens. You can't say, here's what I recorded earlier.
Yeah, no PowerPoint. It's just Ben and I talking, so we kind of bounce off each other ad lib. It's really fun.
And you're just going to use apples.
And we're going to use apples, yeah.
How do you use an apple to discuss the, tell us the tales of folk gone by?
Well, it's all about geometry, right? We're going to use the shape and the size, the surface area of apples to talk about how people moved in the past.
Really? Wow. So, tell us a wee bit now, why don't you?
Okay, so you've got to imagine a world that's a little bit different to ours. So everybody does this wonderful commute in the morning, right? They get in their car or on the bus, hopefully, right, or the train, or like me, on bicycles.
Yep.
And they pedal as fast as they can to get to work. So you leave home, the kind of journey is kind of a trivial thing, right? And you try and get to a place.
It's almost a blank.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you get people complain about, how awful my commute was.
Yeah.
Now imagine a world that's completely different. It's not about the place that you leave, and it's not about the place that you're going to. It's all about the journey. So everything that happens in your day happens as you move around a landscape, around country, as the Aboriginal people I work with described it.
Yeah, and once you get to where you're going, the day ends.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a total flip, isn't it, from what we do now? Yeah.
Pretty much different. So I guess the nearest analogy is if perhaps we're hiking, we're going tramping, right, somewhere, and it's all about kind of the journey from hut to hut. But even then, we kind of know the place that we're going, right? We've got this place that we're going to arrive, and we think about that all the time. Imagine it's the other way around, right? It's really the journey that is important.
Yeah.
Now, the issue for archaeology, of course, is that we find materials, artifacts and things, objects that people drop at particular locations where they ended up.
But right, yeah, of course.
But we want to use those materials not to talk about the place that we find them. We want to talk about that journey between the places. So what Ben and I are going to describe is some really cool methods that we use to learn about how people moved across the landscape from what they left at particular locations.
Can we give us an example of one of the things you've learned?
Well, what we do is we analyse lots and lots of stone artefacts. That's chipped stone, right, that people made into different sorts of, I guess we'd describe them as tools, sharp-edged tools. Remember, a world without metals, a world without plastics, certainly a world with wood, but that doesn't survive so well often in the archaeological materials that we see. It's all about stone. So what we've done is to look at the shape and size, really the geometry of blocks of stone, of cobbles, that is blocks of stone a little bit like the size of an apple.
Yep.
And we can talk about mobility by looking at some very simple geometric calculations, and we're going to illustrate that in the pub.
Wow, that's really cool. And will you be talking about New Zealanders or this part of the world or all around the world?
Yeah, well, all around the world. We've been working a lot on an island called Ahu Ahu. Some people know it as Great Mercury Island. That's off the coast of the Coromandel, so some big projects there. As I mentioned, we've worked a whole lot in Australia, Western New South Wales, out in the desert. And we also ran a big project in Al Fayoum in Egypt looking at people who occupied a lake called Lake Karun from about 10,000 years ago to 6,000 years ago. And all those places we've looked at mobility.
What about when you're looking at, say, Great Mercury Island, what's over there that means it's a good spot? Is it because it's not a lot of people over there not a lot of visitation?
It's not so much the visitation, but it is certainly, it's really the people in relationship to development. That island's being tended relatively carefully, I guess, by the present owners. So it's not being developed like other parts of the Coromandel. You know, we've got, if you go to some of the towns, you can see big kind of developments that have really changed the landscape fundamentally. Yeah. On Ahu Ahu, we've got a landscape that's certainly shifted since part of Maori occupation and later European occupation, but not developed in the way that the Coromandel has.
Is that the one that's sort of just off Hahei that sort of looks like a...
A little bit like that.
Is it in the bay?
It's off of Pito, really, right? Yeah. So a little bit north. Pito is probably the closest area on the Coromandel mainland.
Right. Oh, cool. Oh, that's amazing. And so your talks are sold out, so sucked in anyone that wanted to go and see you guys talk. But the other talks are going to be interesting, just as interesting, I'm sure. And all the very best for that. And if you ever have any of these interesting things that come up, can you come and tell us about it on The Breakfast Show?
Absolutely. Anytime you want me to come along, happy to.
Anytime you've got something interesting to tell us, we're here for you.
Okay. Great.
Thanks very much.
Great to
that's
talk.
Professor Simon Holdaway, and he's head of the School of Social Sciences here at the University.
Ready, steady, learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland,
and
the
I
best
should,
university.
I should